praise God forever. I just want to say that I love this church. The people in this church are so much fun, and they are so nice, sweet, and merciful. You're missing something if you don't come. I'm just telling you right now, if you want to have love and squinchiness and everything, we don't hug all the time, but I tell you, we got a good group of people here. They're always nice to me. I don't know why, but they're nice to me. Okay. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Father God. This is your plan to have a local church. This is your plan, Father God. I like your plan. It works. Lord, I pray right now, Father God, that you speak through me what you want, Father, and help me leave off what you don't want. And Lord, keep me in peace, because I'm teaching on peace that would be helpful. And I'm give your children listening hearts, ears, and minds, Father God, to take in what the Spirit is saying. Thank you very much, Lord. We love you, we praise you, and we thank you, God. Amen. Okay. I'm teaching on peace. Okay. Peace is found, where do I look? Right here. Peace is found 400 times in the Strong Concordance. However, I'm only going to do 200 of them. Okay. Just kidding. Okay. Now listen. I hope to expand on about three aspects about peace. Peace causes health, peace leads you, and peace delivers you. Just three things. Okay. You know that peace is why Jesus came. He came to make peace between a holy God and sinful man. Listen to this scripture, Luke 2:14. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is well pleased. Another one says goodwill toward men. That's the way God looks at us on earth. You know that he is peace. Jesus is peace. Isaiah 9:6. His name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. Okay. The reason why I'm going to repeat the scriptures two or three times where they're at is because when Pastor Rock and Sharon are preaching, I reach out like I had my clicker, remote control TV, and I want to zip them backwards, you know what I mean, to get the scriptures. So I thought I'd do that three times so you wouldn't have to. Okay. Okay, Isaiah 26:3. God, will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. You, God, stayed on you, God, because he trusts in you. And I looked this up. Keep means guard and protect. Okay, guard and protect your mind. Okay. And of course, you know, peace means shalom. But that perfect peace, that's shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Amen. That's the way they look at it. Hallelujah, I like that. Okay. Isaiah 32:17. The work of righteousness will be peace. And the effect of righteousness is quietness and assurance forever. My people will dwell in a peaceful habitation, in secure dwellings, and quiet resting places that bring you peace of mind. That will bring, that scripture to me brings you peace of mind. Okay, these scriptures, well, not the ones coming up, sorry about that. But I mean, I got some testimonies about the ones coming up. Okay. I just happen to like that. That's Isaiah 32. I happen to love that scripture. I read it often, sometimes. Okay. John 14:27. Amplified. Peace I leave with you. My perfect peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled. I have been letting my heart be troubled, so, you know, maybe I'm not like all, but I realized it. Thank God I realized it. Okay. And it goes on to say, nor let it be afraid. So God is not going to let not for you. That's something you got to do. You got to let not your heart be troubled. And you can. Like, you can discipline yourself from not watching tons of TV. You can. And maybe you do. So you can self-discipline yourself. Okay. Now, this is amplified, and the rest goes on to say, let my perfect peace calm you in every circumstance and give you courage and strength for every challenge. That's 14:27 John in the Amplified. Okay. So let your mind focus on what brings you peace. I forget to do this. I'm just going to do what the word says, not what I do. Let your mind focus on what brings you peace. Now, if you have a tendency, like I guess I do, if you have a tendency to let things irritate you, decide to overcome the tendency, and I'm going to tell you how. Kenneth Copeland said, everything starts with a decision. And that since I heard him say that, practically everything I want, I always start with a decision. God will then back you up, give you that grace, lots of grace. God just designed our spirits that way. Start with a decision. Proverbs 17:27, Amplified. He who has knowledge restrains his words. Right there. A man of understanding has a cool spirit. That means self-control and even temper. Now, Ish is going to be in a lot of my my sermon here because he's weird. No. He's just calm. Okay. Proverbs 17:27 again in the expanded. The wise say very little, and those with understanding stay calm and cool-headed. That is, I can't help it. I married this calm man. Okay. However, here is me. Don't do what I do. Here's me. I think God gave me these illustrations because Noah's going to teach on peace. Okay. I was emptying a small trash can into a big trash can so Ish could take it out, okay? Well, somehow, in emptying that thing, all the stuff went on the floor instead of the trash can. I don't know how that happened. And I started having a hairy canary. So, fussing and fuming. And my great lightning quick mind says, you're teaching on peace. What are you doing having this fit? But you know what? I want to tell you something. You can jump right back into peace. Yes, you can. Yeah. You can. That's just right. Jump right back into it. And I did. I did jump right back into it. Okay. Right. Okay. Proverbs 17:27, the message. The one who knows much. I'm sorry. The one who knows much says little. Does that say anything about me? Okay. The one who knows much says little. An understanding person remains calm. Lord, I tell you, we got a ways to go. Well, I want to include you so I don't feel bad. We got a ways to go. Now, if you have spent a lifetime getting your feathers ruffled over little things, it may take a while for you to break that habit. You may have to work at it moment by moment. Here's me again. I almost let a little piece of scotch tape defeat me the other day. You see, defeat my good intentions of staying in peace. The sucker, it was just a little piece, but, and I thought it, my trash is right there. I'm here, right there. I threw that in the trash. And before I know it, it was still there. Then it got on my other finger. Then I started to write, and it was on my, you know. But I had to jump right back in peace and control myself, because I'm teaching on peace. Okay. Now, Proverbs 14:30, the Passion. 14:30, Proverbs. The Passion says, a relaxed attitude is life to the body. That's one I'm not dead. Anyways, okay, listen to this. The Voice says, a serene heart can add years to your life. I love that. The Amplified says, and this is Proverbs 14:30, Amplified says, a calm and peaceful and tranquil heart is life and health to your whole body. Okay. Remember, do what the Word says. Okay, I had another problem. Okay, here's the Message Bible on 14:27 Proverbs. The Message. Runaway emotions erode the bones. Now listen to this. About 6 months, 8 months ago, this was happening to me. I was yelling at the news, getting enraged at some of the insane things I heard. Well, I mean, I said, God, why is my bones? All my bones were hurting. My bones were hurting me, y'all. My bones were hurting me. I asked him and asked him and asked him and asked him, you know. And my lightning quick mind. I love Pastor. Okay. My bones started hurting me all over. I repented. I calmed down from raging at the government officials. They don't hurt half as much anymore. I know Ish says, then Bonnie, just don't look at the news. He always has that. He has the calmest thing for figuring things out. Just don't look at the news. Your body is designed by God to be at peace. Otherwise, it's going to have a lot of problems. So say to the Lord, help me, God. That is my one prayer practically every single solitary day. Amen. He says amen. Pastor says amen. And ask for grace and mercy, and you will get it. Okay. The atmosphere the devil works in is chaos, strife, anger, irritation, clamor, confusion, fear, to name a few. So kind of stay away from them if you can. Okay. God designed us to live in an atmosphere of peace. There is power in peace. You wouldn't think so, a real docile, passive little woman. There is power in peace. Ish ought to be Superman. I'm serious. He is just a peaceful human being. I don't know why. Why is that, Pastor? I don't know why. Now, you know why peace is powerful? Because the devil cannot work in your life when you are at peace. That's right. That's right. He wants to disrupt the harmony in your marriage, in your jobs, at your home. Uh-huh. The harmony. Believe it or not, with this and him, we have harmony. I haven't figured that out yet, but that's because he always has this great thing like, well, then don't do that then, you know. Well, my finger hurts. Well, my head is hurting. Well, then stop putting your finger to your head. Okay, I'm serious. Okay. Where you put your focus these days will depend on whether you live in peace or anxiety these days. Okay. Psalms 34:14 and 1 Peter 3:11. They both say that Psalms 34:14 and 1 Peter 3:11, they both say, seek peace and pursue it. That means run after it, y'all. I mean run after it. Run after it. Romans 12:18 says, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, Be at peace with all men. Now, you're thinking, not all men. Yeah, God says all men, you know.
That's right.
As it is possible, you know. Okay, now, gee, I forgot something at the beginning. Okay, forget it. Okay. Now, peace is so important also because that's how God guides us in our life. When the devil takes your peace, he is taking out a critical navigational instrument in your life. Colossians 3:15. Let the peace of God rule in your heart. And most people have taught, okay, when I was at my other church, I understand that he kept putting his hand on my belly, which really irritated me right off the bat. You'll know right here, you know, well, I've never did it here. It's always been sort of flying around outside me, but I was born again. But, you know, but they kept putting it here, and I thought, what is there right? Oh, well, whatever that thing is right there. Okay. It's the peace, which I'm learning through this sermon, the peace or the lack of peace. But I had to find out. I haven't been doing it right, y'all. That's what I'm saying. Do what it says, but not what I've been doing. Okay. See, you pray like the word says. You pray and then wait. And Pastor had a wonderful sermon. Look it up. It was called Pray and Wait. Very good. Okay. If you pray and have, you know, no peace, then pray until you get it. Okay. Now, me, I get a witness from the Holy Spirit, and that means probably the same thing you do. I get a confirmation after confirmation, and that kind of brings me peace. Okay. Philippians 4:7 says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And so I looked that up. That ain't true. I heard it on television. Okay. Or somewhere. That word guard means to protect by a military guard to prevent a hostile invasion in your head. Okay. It sounds like after you prayed and peace came, the Lord has built a fortress around you the devil can't penetrate. I like that. God is so good. God is so good. He helps us all the time. Such grace, such grace. I am learning. Now, if you watch too much news, you will lose your peace. You will lose your peace. Okay. Because it's mostly bad and fearful. Fear is expecting the devil to move. Faith is expecting God to keep you safe, protect you, and keep his promises. If you have your mind on what if, you won't have peace. And that devil likes to do that what if stuff. But it takes me a while to realize that I had just been bombed with one of his bombs of what if. What ifs are from the devil. What if I get laid off? What if I get COVID? What if Ish forgets to get me a mocha frappe? Now that's serious, okay? little humor. When you hear what if, this is what you do if you recognize it, because you know what? Even Jesus said he's very subtle. The devil's very subtle, very subtle. Yeah. If you hear the what if, no, it's not God. Change the what if to what if I get a happy surprise today. What if I get laid off immediately and get another job that pays twice my salary? Change the what if to everything good. Just slays him. I'm big on slaying the devil, okay? Got to be bold. God said that the righteous are bold as a lion. And I'm thinking to myself, but God, I'm not. He said you're bold as a lion. You got to go by what he said. Romans 8:6. For to be fleshly minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Spiritually minded, kingdom minded, God minded, word-minded, eternity-minded, is life and peace. You know, our emotions are like engines. Engines, they have to have oil, or they will overheat or lock up. Our emotions need the oil. Now, I don't know a lot about this, Father, lovely people. Our emotions need the oil of the Holy Ghost. If someone would teach on that, I would understand. Okay, and He will give you emotional grace. He will give you, because God is a good God. Ask Him for it. Make a decision. Ask Him. Okay. We must depend on God daily. Now, here is another thing, which I forgot to say at the beginning. I had three things. Okay, now, praise and worship will bring you peace. Isaiah 61:3. Put on the garment of praise. Why? For the spirit of heaviness. Now I'm going to go into this. Here is why it's called a garment you have to put on. Because you don't wake up with it on.
That's right.
Okay. Put on that garment of praise and that spirit of heaviness, that spirit of darkness will leave. I do it all the time. Not that I have the hovering of oppression hanging around me, but I've had it, and I've had a panic attack, so I'm getting ahead of myself. If you work the word, it works. I mean, work the word, yeah. Be a doer of the word. Okay. Okay. Psalms 22:3 says, "But you are holy, Lord, enthroned in the praises of Israel." Now, I've heard it this way. God inhabits the praises of His people. Okay. Don't let the devil bully you. Don't let him bully you. He is a bully, you know. Just all steam. That's all he is, because Jesus Christ conquered him. Okay. Fear comes from a dark place, but the light of God's word will cause fear to dissipate and disappear, and that is the truth, because I'm going to explain it. Remember this, you know this, the devil cannot stand for you to praise. He cannot stand it. It's horrible to him. Remember, you don't have to feel like praising. Just start. And this is what you do if you're not fluent in praising him, which I just have got in the habit of doing because I had to get out of situations. Okay. Just read Psalms 148, 149, and 150. Psalms 148, 149, and 150. Just read them out loud. I had a woman call me like 30 years ago with the dial phone, I think. She was having a panic attack, but she had the sense enough to dial me and tell me. So if she has the sense enough, or if you have the sense enough when you're having an attack, open your Bible and read out loud. Just start reading. You can do that. 148, 149, and 50 over and over and over. And you know what? Till that panic attack or that oppression or that darkness leaves. Because you know what? It will leave. James 4:7. Submit to God, and when you're praising, you are submitted to God. Submit to God and resist the devil, and he will flee. Well, he didn't. Well, you know what? God said he will.
That's right.
Bottom line, God Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, said he will. When you are praising, you are submitting. They then say, "I resist you, devil. I resist you, devil." Peace will come. Heaviness will leave. Oppression will leave. I've had it leave me every single time, y'all. Every single time I was praising the Lord. Just a small testimony. Itch used to have to go out of town for his business, Delaware and California and Texas and all that, you know. And I really didn't like being alone. I didn't, you know. And I even had a dog, and I felt better about having a dog, you know. But that darkness would come upon me, that oppression, you know, come on. And I'm telling you, I would start praising. I did it for a half hour. I probably didn't have to do it for a half hour, but I was determined. Praise him and praise him. I just said, praise you, Jesus, praise you, Jesus, praise you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Just say it. You know, so often it's over and over and over again. God loves it.
That's right.
And it will leave, and it left me every single solitary time.
Amen.
I'm coming to a close. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are safe. So you could say, the name of Jesus is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are safe. Now, I often thought, if something was to hurt me or attack me, I'm not kidding you, I can't shoot. Every time I shoot, I turn my head, and someone liked to kill me one time because they said, don't turn your head when you shoot. I can't stand shooting guns. So I'm going to have to use God for sure. I thought, man, I'm going to say the name of Jesus. I mean, that's another thing I do. I say the name of Jesus over and over and over and over and over. And the devil's going to say, that ain't working. Keep saying the name of Jesus. Just keep saying it. He said, run into it and you are safe. I believe the word. I believe the word. God wants us to believe the word. Hallelujah. Okay. Okay, I love this one. Proverbs 16:20. Whoever trusts in the Lord, happy is he. You know what, y'all? We need to be happy. We aren't supposed to be scared. We are not supposed to be afraid. That is not what God put into us. Power, love, and a sound mind. Power, love, and self-discipline. Happy is he. God, I want to be happy, Father. I'm tired of anything else. I want to be happy.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus Christ forever. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ forever.
Glory to God.